Hello, my dearest. So today, we're going to be spilling some tea. Some dramatic tea. So, some other tea on Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to have a special guest sharing some tea from her life. I know you guys are super excited. Clutch your fishes. Jump up in the air. I completely said that wrong, but you know, that's fine. And just clap your hands because I know you're excited to meet my special, special guest. But anyway, getting on with today's episode of... Oh, I'm sorry, I have a pretty bad cold. But anyway, today's episode of tea, we're going to be talking about my crush. Now, if you know me, no one does, really, because this is my very first episode, so yeah. But if you go to my school, then that's why I'm not saying anything. Let's just call my crush... Jason, that's the most basic name. Okay, anyway, so, ever since the first day of school, I've contemplated whether or not I liked him or I didn't. So, I've been new to the school since, fifth grade? No, this year. This year. Not fifth grade. It was a long time ago. Okay, so I've been at the school. This is my very first year at the school. In the district, so I was pretty hyped up about it, you know. Oh, sorry, just have a quick. I was pretty hyped up about it, and you know, when I got to the school, I was like, you know what, this is gonna be my year. This is gonna be my year to get a boyfriend. This is it. This is it. I'm at a new school. No one knows me. I can completely redo myself, make myself prettier, make myself better, you know, and just you know. So anyway, I was like, oh, no, there's no cute boys. Ew, all of them are ugly. And then I was completely wrong. So I started out liking Jason, and he was like dreamy, like the love of my life. And then I just stopped liking him, which was like weird, but like I just stopped liking him. And then I liked this other guy. Let's just call him Bob. I liked Bob. And I was like, no, I don't like him no more. And I was like, it was like weird because like I liked somebody and then I didn't, and then I liked somebody else and then I didn't, and then I go back to the same guy. Anyway, I did not like Bob, so I stopped liking Bob. And then I was like, okay, well, I'm completely lost. Like, now I have nothing else to do. Like, what am I supposed to go for? Who am I supposed to reach? Everyone was like, there's another fish in the sea, Madison. And I was like, well, is there really? No, like, there's no cute boys at school. So then I started to give Jason a second chance. And I did, and boy, was that the right choice. He's so cute. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm having like a mental breakdown over here. So I should have took my shot, but he had a girlfriend. So him and his girlfriend were like the cutest thing. And his girlfriend was like so much prettier than me. And I was like, well, never. I can never get up on her level. I tried so hard, like so hard and we're pretty good friends. Like we talk a lot, you know. Kind of sit by each other, but like not really, but like kind of, you know, we're like really good friends. And I mean, I used to call him my bestie, but like, is he really though, or is he my crush? Is he my bestie, or is he my crush? I call him a bestie and my crush because he talks to me all the time and we just have a really good relationship. So anyway, he told me the next day, he goes, you know, I broke up with my girlfriend. I was like, why, what? And he was like, well, yeah, she was just, I didn't like her. And he was like, I just didn't like her. And I was like, okay, well, have fun with that. And so I went home and I told my neighbor, my bestie, my neighbor is my bestie, kind of. And I was talking to her and I was like, you know what? I think it's time to shoot my shot. Like, come on. Like, I needed to shoot my shot for him. And she was like, girl, I'll help you. And I was like, no, I'm good. And I was like, you know, just give him his free time. I was like, just give him his time to be single for once. He's a very attractive guy, which means a lot of girls like him, which means he probably isn't going to be available for long. But I wanted to give him his time to be single. Solenoma's time. And the day came. The dreaded day came. He went up to me and he goes, guess what? And I was like, what? And he was like, I have a girlfriend. And I was like, ooh. And he was like, and I was like, she's a great old. He was like, she's a great old. And I was like, dang, Jason. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, you can get any girl. And he was like, yeah, I can. And even though I was just like super sad inside, I was just, you know, making him feel like he really did good there. But, you know, it's just, I just want to say one thing. You know, you're going to have a crush almost every year of your life. Well, not every year of your life, but like every school, I guess. You know, you'll find attractive boys, you'll want to date them, they end up having a girlfriend, they reject you, and you think it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, I promise, okay? But, you know, it's just, you know, so now I have to live with the fact that he's dating a girl a grade older than us, which is really depressing. It makes me really sad, and like, I just want to cry, but you know, that's completely fine. You know why? Because there's other fish in the sea, and I'm not going back to Bob, period. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Tea Time, and I will see you guys. When will I see you guys? Okay, I don't know. Well, hopefully, maybe tomorrow, and I'll just find a day to, you know, upload a podcast. Maybe every Tuesday I'll do it. Well, thank you for listening, and have an amazing, amazing, amazing day. And I will see you guys next Tuesday. Bye.